If a person believes that if they want to contest that seizure, they can do that within 30 days. In court, it's a relatively easy process to do that. One of the examples that's going around by those that oppose the bill is a parent that has a child. They stand to lose their vehicle if their child's arrested for possessing marijuana, for example. A joint has been the example that I've heard. First of all, there's a 250-gram threshold for marijuana. Somebody's not going to get their property seized for anything under 250 grams of marijuana. But in the event that that happened and a vehicle was seized, if a valid owner of a vehicle comes forward and says, "That's my car, I did not authorize my son or daughter to distribute marijuana in my car, possess marijuana in my car," and they can show proof that they have a lien on that vehicle, that's their title, they're going to get their vehicle back. Opponents of the bill are going to put out this narrative that there's systemic abuse in the forfeiture system, that it's policing for profit. Those are some of the arguments. But the truth is, where are those stories? You know, where is the police department that's done that through administrative forfeitures? That just hasn't happened.